Finding Home by Grant McFarlane.
The body of the message was a single sentence. Now everyone knows who you really are. It came from an unknown number and had a video attached. Everything okay? You look like that was bad news. Jackson speaks gently as he looks with concern directly in my eyes. He was not the type to try and sneak a look to see what the message that just pinged on my phone was, or who it was from. His only interest was in caring for me, and he sensed correctly that I needed caring for.
No, just spam. I was just frustrated that it interrupted us. His brows lower while he hears my lies, as I see the uncertainty in his olive eyes. Where were we? I offer in a seductive guise. He breaks his gaze to travel the 6 inches to my forehead, where he lays his lips upon me. I was about to cook you dinner, he says, rebuttoning his shirt and leaning back to exit sofa. He left towards the kitchen.
Rising from my sprawl, I notice his phone on the coffee table and press the screen. Staring down, I feel a bead of sweat dribble down the curve of my spine as I see that his notifications include the headline of the same message. Immediately exhausted, my head dizzy, nodding forward languidly, tasting sick in my mouth, I sit back down. Arms crossed over my breasts, holding my armpits, holding myself together as my head now bobs side to side, screaming with 100 tiny footsteps on gravel from inside my neck. My helplessness entirely occupying the space filled with happiness but 5 minutes before. Am I yet again to be defined as the person who I may have been? Someone who I am no longer? Another who is not who I imagine myself to now be? Just a fragment of myself from one moment in life can now be held eternal as that person who did that thing, forever immortalized in a video clip. I can no sooner hack into Jackson's phone and erase the message than I can erase the event from having happened. An event that before social media would be eroded with the passing of time and receding from memory. Now, an event that I am impotent to remove, nor to hide myself from judgment. A judgment with a singular sentence that I am forever to be defined by. Your comfort food is served, Jackson announces from the dining table behind me, before going to get the condiments and wine that accompanies our favourite meal of ramen. With my arms straddling the bowl as they rest on my head, I stare at the vibrant yellow of the egg next to the dark green of the broccoli, sitting aside the warm wheat of the noodles, underneath the white of the chicken. Thank you, darling. This looks delightful, I tell him before obliterating the colours and black soya sauce, giggling at my melodrama. We don't speak much as we eat, happy to allow our slurping to fill any ominous spectre of silence. A comfortable sound, obliterated with a staccato of beeps coming from my phone as one notification is overlapped with another. You're popular tonight, he says. Is there a night out being planned or something? Assuming that the litany of messages relate to my friend's WhatsApp group, where we all tend to write at once should someone suggest a party. Probably. I roll my eyes mid-slurp. I assemble the bowls, condiments and glasses in a precarious pile between hands and arms and clean the table while I go to fetch more wine. This being the time where we will both check our phones and the inevitable showdown begins. My messages are indeed from my friends, WhatsApp group, with each in turn asking variations on the question, are you okay? As expected, It appears that it wasn't just Jackson and I that had received the message. Now everyone knows. I gulp down the wine I have poured before pouring two more and heading back to the lounge. Jackson is sitting at the dining table, apparently in an imitation of my recent pose, with hands akimbo resting on his head. "You saw it then?" I ask casually. "Here, have some wine, and let's try to discuss this as adults, calmly, shall we?" "I'm sorry. I don't have any explanation nor defense. It happened, and his twisted, nasty mind continues to try and label and blame me for it by sending it to you and everyone. It was one night, and it does not define me. I am in love with you, and I want you to remember that, and whatever you or we may decide, okay? Given who we are, who we are told that we are not, and who we imagine we might become, I can only hope you feel the same, and we can find our way back home to each other despite this." My mouth hung open for many long seconds as he spoke. "We are home, Jackson. And I always loved you, who you really are. Irrespective of another's hateful attempts to alter that."